The Coyotes are building some stuff up, and I would argue at the very top of that list of prospects is Dylan Gunther, who joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Dylan, thanks for the time, man. How's everything going?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. It's going really well.
With prospect camps going right now, I know you're here in the Valley. I know you're getting ready for next season. Now that you've kind of gone through the routine, and your season wasn't really routine. You were in the NHL. You were at the World Junior Championships. You're scoring the winning goal. You're carving up the Western Hockey League. You know, now that you've done that, how do you think that helps you going forward next year and beyond?
Yeah, obviously a ton. I think getting a taste up in the NHL and seeing what I have to do to improve on and what I have to do to be a successful player there, and then going elsewhere and trying to implement some of those things. So, I'm excited. It's been a good off season so far, and I'm excited for the upcoming season.
Yeah, Dylan, it was great watching you do your thing up here in the NHL. And I'm curious, I'm sure you saw some of the moves as Bjugstad is back, Stetcher, some of these guys that wanted to come back to the Valley. So what are your thoughts on the group and the makeup of the team going forward, getting ready for this season?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think, something that's really important here, and it starts from the top, obviously, with Bill and Bears, is the culture of the team. And, I think that those guys coming back and wanting to be a part of this team, I think that kind of just speaks for itself. So it's really cool. I mean, Stetch and Bjugstad are both super nice guys and, really good mentors for myself in that little stint there.
We're talking to Dylan Gunther. Dylan, you were able to play 33 games last year for the Coyotes, 15 points in those games. You end up going to the World Junior Championship, scoring the biggest goal of the tournament, and then you end up with the Thunderbirds in the WHL. There's so much is made of your skill, and you got to show it at the NHL level. How did you approach that trip to Seattle? Because you ended up putting up pretty monster numbers there.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously different. It's pro and junior. It's a big difference. Even though I'd played in the Western League for a bit, there was still some uncomfortability. I mean, going to a different team, going into billets and, different system and whatnot. But, I think just trying to improve all aspects of my game and wherever I am, I'm just trying to get better and trying to take that next step to play in the NHL.
Speaking of that, Dylan, what is that next step as far as getting better? I mean, Luke and I were talking off the air just about your incredible shot and the talent and what a great pick you've been for the Coyotes. And so what are you working on heading into this season?
Yeah, I think all around game's important. I mean, obviously the speed of the game, so that comes with strength. I think just getting stronger and, winning battles, plays along the wall and more explosive and whatnot. But I think continuing to work on my shot and kind of my goal scoring ability, it's kind of what's got me this far in my career. And for me to, I think, take that next step and be a really good player in that league, I think that's going to be one of the skills that's kind of going to push me over the edge. So I think just trying out new situations, getting lots of repetitions and just working on it any way I can.
I want to follow up on what you just said about the Billet family, and I think a lot of people don't know, if you don't know the world of hockey that well, it's basically when you go to these minor league, these leagues, and you go stay with a family. I'm kind of curious the dynamic of that. Is that hard? How welcoming are these families, and what is that like to just, go and live and kind of join another family for a little bit while you're playing hockey in that city?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, it was my first time this year, too, because when I played in Edmonton,
I was home
I lived
for you.
At home, so
that's rare, but nice, yeah.
Yeah, I went from, like, living on my own up here to going into the Billet family. Obviously, Kenny and Tracy, they were super good with the both of us, super accommodating. But, it's different, right? Like, there's rules of the household and whatnot when you go from living on your own it's kind of you do whatever, but they were really accommodating and super welcoming and obviously big fans of the Seattle Thunderbirds.
We're talking to Dylan Gunther. Dylan, we've seen it from the outside looking in that the Coyotes have done a pretty good job lately of developing their younger players. I'm assuming a lot of that is Bear and that's Andre Tourney. What is it that you found that makes him so effective with guys that are coming into this league?
Yeah, I think he's such a good coach. I mean, he's so smart and he knows the game so well. But, you know, I think something with him that's maybe different is just how approachable he is and how fun he is to be around. I think it can be intimidating for younger players coming into the league and, you know, seeing the coach. But, you know, he's just a really good person and he's someone who, you know, you can be comfortable with approaching and asking questions and you don't have to be scared or nervous or whatnot. So I just think, you know, his relationship that he builds with the players really helps their on-ice play too.
Well, Dylan, look, man, we appreciate the time. We're all pulling for you this season. Hopefully see you up here and continued success in this league, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right, for sure.
Thanks, Dylan.
That's Dylan Gunther joining us right there on the Arizona Sports Line. Jody,
He's a great kid.
He is. And, like, it's not an exaggeration to say that you and I were talking off the air. I probably has the best shot I've seen on the Coyotes in about 10 years.